Hello, everybody. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca, and you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and listen to our podcasts and our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Raccoon City, and I am your host, Katie. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited to play some really cool music, to come hang out, just talk a little bit. Today we have a really cool interview with Diego Perez, and we're going to get into some really cool conversations about new up-and-coming music, new singles coming out, and just a lot of really cool, fun, exciting stuff. So please definitely stay tuned for that. Other than that, we'll definitely play some really cool songs. And we'll jump right into it. Up first, here is Rosa by Grimes. Please enjoy.
Thank you. Run out, running girl. cara, decirte me muero mi vida. Para otro momento decimos mentira. La noche no quiere mi cama vacía.
Baby, I love it cuando mientes. Baby, me encantas, quiero verte. Que la noche diga la verdad. Tú sabes lo que quiero en realidad.
En realidad. Hicimos el match para que el cuerpo disfrute. Si tú quieres, mami, yo te hago el swipe. Swipe to the left, swipe to the right. Yo sé que tú quieres open slayer, one night stand, and we disappear. Un besito por aquí, un besito por allá. Se te ven los ojitos que tú quieres jugar.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and that was just Mechamos by Minimal Bits. And I am joined here today with Diego Perez, who produced and wrote and had a lot involved with this music. So welcome, Diego.
Hello, Canada. Hello, SV Radio.
Yeah. So excited to have you here. How are you today?
Really good, Katie. Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much for being here. This is really cool. This is one of my first interviews on Raccoon City, so we're so happy to have you here, and we're so excited.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're so excited for you to be here. I've got a couple questions for you if you want to answer and just talk about your music. So first one, what's new? Like, what's coming out? What do you do? What's tell us about yourself.
Thank you so much. Well, so my name is Diego Perez. I'm from Ecuador, from South America. I just moved to Vancouver, Canada, British Columbia, or beautiful British Columbia, like 2 years ago. I'm a musician, producer, slash singer, songwriter, slash beatmaker,
cool,
slash content creator. That.
Nice. That's the best kind of stuff. That's totally awesome. So you also play the drums?
Yeah.
As well, I know, because you can follow Diego on Instagram. Do you want to throw out your handle?
Sure. So you can follow my Instagram. My artist name is Minimal Bits, at Minimal B-I-T-Z, Minimal Bits, all together. And yeah, you can follow me there. I have a bunch of drumming videos. I have a bunch of music too. And I have my YouTube channel that you guys can check out. I have more than 76 videos featuring international artists, a lot of content about recording drums, a lot of content about music, drum clinics. I have special people that are from the States on my channel doing some drum clinics. Very, very, very excited channel.
Super cool. So how, what got you into drumming? Why drumming? What's the, why drumming?
I would say that it got me, first because of the looks of the drums.
Totally. Because I love the drums.
Because the drums, the drummer basically is the coolest guy ever.
Yeah. I always think that too. They're back there just, it's so cool. Super cool.
I love, like, first of all, I got into drums because of that. Like, mm-hmm. when I was 13, I started playing on my high school, after program type of thing.
Band club.
I used to play, actually, yeah, with my classmates, a bunch of Red Hot Chili Peppers songs,
nice.
Metallica, The Hives, The White Stripes.
Nice. Those are stuff. Ah, nice.
Yeah, I used to play that.
That's
yeah.
awesome. And why, how long have you been playing music or just doing music or playing the drums, producing?
Like, so I've been playing like the drums for probably now, oh my God, I'm going to feel a little bit old, but yeah, like 18 years.
Nice.
Like drumming.
Nice.
Like drumming, but producing and all the things that you guys are going to see on my YouTube channel and mm-hmm. all my social media.
Definitely.
Like 5 years ago.
So really getting into the music industry around 5 years ago.
Yes. I mean, I was doing all the music thing, but without like my brand, without my...
Totally. Just for fun.
Yeah, just for fun, just for work. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I got into a point in my life that I'm like, okay, I need to create something that is going to be me.
Nice. That's the best. That is the best. I love music. And do you write your own songs, all lyrics? Do you help?
I do write my own songs, but I love also to collaborate with some other songwriters. So the song that you guys just listen is called Machamos. So I produced that song with three people, actually, three songwriters and myself.
Nice.
So I wanted to have different kind of perspectives of this point of view of how to get into a relationship and how the song speaks about and talks about how you can connect with people in this social media era.
Totally.
So everyone is like just connecting through apps and doing matches on Tinder and everything.
I like how you added those like kind of app sounds. Like, I feel like, was that intentional?
Yeah, it was that totally intentional. Actually, yeah, that's the producer.
You can totally hear the ding. Like, it's like,
yeah, that's
really
the producer
cool.
type of mindset that I have. Because I wanted to actually to make the song feel that you are, I don't know, like, oh my God, all of a sudden you got a message on your Tinder
that's
app.
That's what I was thinking. That's so funny.
Nice.
That was cool. No, it's got a cool beat. I love this music. I think it's really cool. And collaborating with other artists is always really fun. I think that's so cool. It's so fun. So you've got a new single coming out.
Yes.
Yes. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. So the new single actually took like over a year to produce.
Wow.
And even though I already have finished all the song, and like for myself or personal preference, it has to meet my standards.
Totally.
So whenever I'm doing like a new song, a new collaboration, has to be with the highest quality possible and has to come up with all the content. So for this song, I'm going to drop also a music video that I filmed this video in Ecuador and Las Vegas and Stanley Park, Vancouver.
Cool. All over the place. That's awesome.
Yeah, but in this song also I got featured three of my friends. So one of my friends, I met her while I was on my first year here in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Her name is Isadora. She's from Serbia, but she's Serbian Canadian.
Nice.
And she speaks awesome Spanish. And sings. She sings on a Cuban band, on a Cuban salsa band.
That's awesome.
And she got like really, really nice flow.
I am picturing a beautiful voice.
Yeah, she has. So I invite her to collaborate. So she's featuring on my track, on my new track of Minimal Beats. I'm going to drop it on the summer of this year on the first week of August.
First week of August, everybody. You heard it here. That's awesome. That's so exciting. So yes. The music video and the song?
The music video and the song, everything.
On all, like, Apple Music? On
all the platforms.
Cool. So how's the process of, like, song building? Like, what do you start with? Like, that's so hard to me.
So for me, it will be, first of all, about the beat.
Mm.
Since I'm a drummer,
mm-hmm.
I love to make people dance.
Exactly.
And since I'm Latino, I love this, like a lot of drum things.
Ah, it's so cool.
So, yeah, this song actually has a different kind of beat. Mm. So I call my style Afro-urban.
Mm.
So it has some hip-hop influences. Cool. But also has some African, like Ecuadorian African kind of rhythms.
Ooh.
But this song specifically, the new one that I'm gonna release it,
mm-hmm.
He has some charango, the instrument is like a small guitar from Peru.
Neat.
Yeah,
and it's in the song.
Yeah, and that is in the song, and actually it was played at one of the amazing performance in Ecuador from the charango player.
Really,
his name is Giovanni, and Giovanni he's part of a band that's called Tres Wambras. It's like a folklore.
Oh.
So it has like that type of sound. Mix it with a darbuka drum.
Neat.
From the Middle East, and has some hip hop beats.
Cool.
And Latino music, and featuring my friend mm-hmm. from Serbia, and myself and my friend from Russia.
Neat. So all sorts all of over stuff the place. Going on. Yeah, I'm really excited to hear it. That's really exciting. Let's get into some listening from some Minimal Beats music. We're going to play Agua by Minimal Beats. And then we'll come and talk about it and discuss a little bit more. So please enjoy. Here is Agua.